Our gospel today is from the 14th chapter of John, beginning with verse 1. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. For in my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go there to prepare a place for you? And if I go to prepare a place, then I will come again and take you to my own, so that where I am, you may be also. And you know the way to where I'm going." And Thomas said, "Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said, "I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the light. No one comes to the Father except through me. You who have seen me, you who know me, will know the Father. And from now on, indeed, you do know him and will see him." Then Philip said, "Lord, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied." And Jesus said to him, "Have I been with you all this time, Philip, and you still do not know me? I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. If you have seen me, you have seen the Father. How can you say, 'Show us the Father'? Believe me, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. And the words that I say to you are not on my own, but my Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me, I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. But if you do not, believe me because of the works themselves. Very truly I tell you, one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact, will do greater works than these because I am going to the Father." I lost my line. "If you ask anything of me in my name, I will do it. For the Father is to be glorified through the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it." This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Every Sunday, I'm terrified of that happening. I'd like to invite the children to head out for Word for Children. Ms. Kathy's going to read, and I think it's Dave and Sam dig a hole. And they're also going to hear the story about God's house. I have a confession to make. I am not as much of a hockey fan as many of you Canadians. So I know that Calgary was in the playoffs, the Flames were in the playoffs, but they lost, and so they're not in. But and so we were rooting for the Oilers, right? And they were in the playoffs, and then they lost the last game. And so last night was the Penguins and the Senators. So who won? Ottawa won. That's good, right? Canadian team. Now, amen, I'll sit down. Now, I didn't see any of those games. Actually, I think I saw a little bit of the Flames game when they were up by 3, and then I went to bed. Big mistake. I know how it all turned out. I mean, the Flames lost, the Oilers lost, and so far the Senators have won. But those of you that watched the games, watched all the games, or some of the games, had a very different experience than I did of just hearing what the final score was. It's like, duh. But very often, we kind of end up being bottom line people. We just want to know how it turns out. One of the ways it showed up in my life is once I had seen a movie, I didn't care to watch it again. I never understood people that bought DVDs. Why would you buy a DVD and watch a movie if you know how it turned out? Why do you need to watch it again? Once I married Pastor Laura, though, she introduced me to the concept of rewatching movies. She had some favorite movies, just like many of you have favorite children's stories that you read over and over. And it's just amazing. I know how it turns out, unless I've forgotten, but usually I know how it turns out. But there's something about the journey, about the experience, that just does something. And it's much more than just the bottom line. In today's gospel, it seems like the disciples are plagued by this kind of, okay, just get to the end. How's it all going to turn out, Jesus? Where are you going? What's it going to be? When are we going to get there? Those of you that are parents have heard that. When are we going to get there? Are we there yet? Jesus, it's at times it seems like the disciples are a bunch of little children. It's like, when are we going to get there? When are we going to get to Jerusalem? When are we going to take our seat next to you on the throne? You know, and Jesus, over and over, you can almost hear him just kind of grasping his head going, you still don't get it. And so when Thomas asked him, okay, Jesus said, well, you know the way I'm going. And you know the way to where I'm going. And he goes, how can we know the way? We don't know where you're going. And Jesus says, I'm the way and the truth and the life. For me, I hear that as a validation that it's not just how it ends up. I mean, because I could pretty much tell you how your lives are going to end up, couldn't I? You're going to die. I mean, we know how it ends. It makes a big difference about what happens between now and then. And so Jesus, of course, they're anxious. We're all anxious after we die what will happen. And Jesus begins by saying, don't trouble yourselves. The end is taken care of. But I invite you to be on a journey with me that brings life. Today's Mother's Day, and so it's a day where we think about our moms and our parents, but especially our moms, how all that they've done for us, cared for us. I like to use the word nurture. How they nurtured us, taught us, scolded us, helped us, fed us, all that kind of stuff. Now, some mothers may see that as a bunch of work so their child can turn out and then they can let them go out of the house. Certainly that's one of the goals, is to have our children turn out, right? But the wise mothers, the ones who have mothers' hearts, know that it's not just about the end, that life happens all along the way. When you first hold that baby, it's not just about, okay, all right, we got to figure out what's going to happen 18 years from now. It's like there is a gift in your arms that is a gift from God. And the wise, loving, motherly nurturers know that it matters between what happens when they're less than a year old, when they're one and two, and that there is joy and life and marvelous things that happen. That it's not just the end, but the process itself, the journey itself, is a gift. And if you ignore that, you miss out on life. Jesus is inviting us to slow down, to stop and seize the life that we have right now. Jesus says, have I been with you all this long and you still don't know me? You still don't know that I'm the way, the truth, and the life. If we really accept Jesus as our parent, as God, our Father, then there's the opportunity to be nurtured, so that when we're wondering what to do, we find that we know the way. I think back to when I became a parent, and I was very thankful to have Pastor Laura as my partner in parenting, because she had a little bit more experience. But I noticed when I was confronted with a new situation, what am I supposed to do with Paul or Matthew at this moment? What tended to kick in was the things that were done to me when I was a child. Very often, that was a very wise thing. It was very helpful because it's like, okay, overall, the thing that kicked in was love them. But then there were also some times where I had great parents. But there are times when you just have to be quiet. You just got to do what you're told also. That's one of the things that kicks in for me. Sometimes that worked, sometimes it didn't, because sometimes it took me out of a loving posture and actually had me doing things that weren't very effective parenting. And I say that in acknowledgement that my parents weren't perfect. And I suspect that those of you that are parents, if you think back over your life, there are at least a few times where you recognize that you could have parented a little bit better. Yeah? I mean, that's what it looks like to be a human parent. There is incredibly good news, though, that there is one perfect parent. There is a God that is so wise. There is a God that knows us inside and out. There's a God whose love is so deep for us that this God will do anything for us and has done anything for us. This God desires to mold us and shape us and guide us in the way to live that truly brings life. When we engage in those practices, when we pay attention to the things that we hear, the things that we read, the things that we talk about as a community of faith, we find that when the going gets tough and we're not sure what to do, that if we'll check in with that Spirit dwelling within us, we actually know the way. In simple words, the way is to love. But that love looks like all kinds of amazing things. But if we have taken the parenting from our heavenly parent, then we're equipped then to continue to move forward. And we find that as we trust this way, that we're accompanied not just by a set of practices and a set of doings, but also that walking with us is truth itself. Granted, we can't see it perfectly. Just like Philip, it's like Jesus saying, can't you see me yet? Can't you see who I am? He sort of saw, and we sort of see. But the more we have eyes to see, then we know that the truth is walking along with us. And when we are following that way, when we are allowing the truth to be revealed day by day as we walk with Christ, guess what happens? Life abounds. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We have a constant source, a constant companion. We have been given permission to enjoy every second, every moment. And I'm not saying it's easy. Parenting is not easy. Life can be incredibly hard. But in the midst of those hard times, in the midst of those challenging times, in the midst of the bewildering times that we all face, if we've done the work, if we'll take the moment, we can find Jesus our way. And we can find the truth that is Jesus. And this truth will bring life out of what seems to be death. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus says, if we believe in him, if we believe in him, do you know what he said after that? You will do the works that I do and greater works than these. As we were kind of practicing the songs that the Water to Wine is singing today, it struck me because this text is rolling around in my head. And I'm saying, what does it mean that we'll do greater works than Jesus? Great. That's a remarkable thing. And I looked over, and there's Michaela at the piano, and Hannah and Heather there with the flute, And I'm sitting there holding a guitar, and it struck me. Jesus never played piano. At least it's not recorded in Scripture. He didn't play flute. He didn't play guitar. Now, is this greater than what Jesus has done? I don't know. But it certainly is beyond what Jesus has done, because Jesus, we are the hands and feet of Jesus. And when we are following the way and walking with the truth and experiencing life, guess what? Not only do they see us, but they see Jesus, God, reflected in us. And in so doing, then, we become part of God's incredible plan that the whole world may have life. Jesus is the way and the truth of the life. We have been invited to, we are given the opportunity to not let life pass us by, but to seize it, to glorify God all the way through, and be part of what God is up to in this world. This is good news. Amen. Either one. Profess. Yeah, say profess. Hear, O Lord, your servants gather and we link with hand. Looking toward our Savior's cross, joined in love we stand. As we seek the realm of God, we unite to pray. Jesus, Savior, guide our steps. You are the way. Scattered we in the lands, yet our hearts are one in God, one in love's demands. Even in darkness hope appears, calling age and youth. Jesus, teacher, dwell with us, for you are the truth. Nature's secrets open wide, changes never cease. Where, oh, where can weary soul find the source of peace? Unto all the sore distress drawn by endless strife, Jesus, healer, bring your balm, for you are the life. Grant, O God, an age renewed, filled with deathless love. Help us as we work and pray, send us from above. Truth and courage, faith and power, needed in our strife. Jesus, Master, be our way, be our truth, our life.
Around the world and through the ages, using the words of the Nicene Creed.
We believe in one God, the Father of the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light,